أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. We are still in this chapter that we should meditate, ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala and thereby reach the Creator, reach Allah. See the great Qudrat of Allah, see His great favors upon us and become totally humble and submit to Him totally. In the first part of this ayat which we read yesterday, Allah Ta'ala referred to the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of night and day. In there are clear signs for those people who remember Allah Ta'ala. And then the other is that these people, that the consequence is, and also directly they are required, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا, those who remember Allah Ta'ala in a standing position, whether it is in namaz or otherwise also. And in there also a person should ponder that I am being able to stand. What a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon me. There are so many people who are bedridden, who cannot stand, who cannot even sit. They just have to lie down. This also a person should ponder. What great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon me that I can stand, I'm in a standing position. My back is in order, my knees are in order, my body is in order, I'm in a standing position. And in there also the great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. It is not just we just take it for granted, we are standing, etc. But it is only Allah's favors. In 1 second what can happen to a person and then he can't stand anymore. So those who stand, qiyamu wa qu'udu, and those who are in a sitting position. To be in a sitting position is also a great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Those people who are paralyzed, those people who have got strokes, etc. What is their condition? And when we want to, we sit as we are sitting now, all of us. Just now we all will stand up and then we all will walk also. But we don't meditate and think that these are merely and only the favors of Allah Ta'ala. It is not our birthright and it is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. We should recognize it and that is the meditation which is required. And then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and then use it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. There are so many people who can stand, who can walk, who can run and jump, but they use it in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. To use it, to recognize it, understand it, and then to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and then to use it according to the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and those people who are lying down on their sides. And that also, to be lying down comfortably, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We all lie down on our beds, we are going to rest, but we don't think of it as a ni'mat of Allah. What can happen in our body at that time? The phone can ring and some unfortunate, very disturbing news can come on the phone. What can happen? A message on the phone can come and it can be very disturbing that Allah Ta'ala made us, that we had a good rest, we lied down properly. What a great ni'mat. How many people who have got so much pain, Allah save us all, those who are in cancer and pain of the stomach, pain of the back, of any part of the body or anything else, they can't even lie down for 1 second. They all the time are restless. So we should think and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala and then use it in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. How long we will have these ni'mats, we don't know. As long as we have got them, use them in the obedience of Allah and preparing for akhirat. We are using it for our sports in this world, for entertainment in this world, for increasing our business and investments in this world. The real is that we should be making our akhirat, preparing for our akhirat. So after a person who ponders in all this clear signs of Allah, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, And they also meditate, again this is referred to the creation of the heavens and the earth. What a great creation of Allah Ta'ala. We just take it for granted, the skies are there, the earth is there, the mountains are there, the rivers are flowing with their water, the dams are there, but this is all the great creation of Allah Ta'ala. The earth is sending forth all the vegetation, we also just take it for granted. And at most we will think that man has done, he is putting fertilizer, he is plowing the ground. How many cases in the Quran Sharif Allah has explained where the farms of people were completely destroyed at one instant and nothing was left of those farms. So nothing is in our hand. We have to recognize it is from Allah, appreciate it and use it in the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And then the natural result of those people who ponder in the creation of Allah is that Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. You created it, we see it, we appreciate it. Just like the ayat, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. How many clear signs Allah says of Allah Ta'ala which are on the earth. People just pass by them and they pay no attention to them. The most perhaps a Western tourist will say, a breathtaking sight. How magnificent it is, but to realize it's the work of the Creator. And He has done this all for us. And all the wonderful namas we see in this world, like waterfalls for example, the rising of the mountain, or the rising of the sun over the mountains, over the sea, all this are just a little glimpse of the great, great namas of Jannah. So a person, a mu'min, his mind should go there and to prepare for Jannah. So that is what a true believer, that he doesn't remain in the creation. As we mentioned, that Englishman who told Maulana Shafir Ahmad Usmani Rahmatullah Ali that you people have been invited in your Quran to meditate in the Quran, in the creation of Allah. We meditated and we reached the moon, etc., whatever the claim was. But even if they did, they only from the creation, they went to the Creator. No, nowhere further. From the creation to the creation. Whereas Maulana explained to him that we look at it all also and we realize the Creator. How the existence of Allah, the power of Allah, the kindness and mercy of Allah, and then we turn to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, and that is what is required. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. You are pure, O Allah. How great you are. So this is a thing for every mu'min. Not only our namaz, and it comes a little while. Pondering in the creation of Allah is better than the whole night's ibadat. So this meditation in the creation of Allah is a very great ibadat, which unfortunately we don't pay any attention for. Now when we will leave the masjid, we will be going walking properly, no problem whatsoever. We'll go home, we'll turn the keys of the locks, open the house, everything inshallah will be alright at home. We don't appreciate all that. It is all only by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. How many a person? Now we can get a message on the phone of some very untoward thing that has happened at home, for example. Allah protect us all. So all these ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which are untold and which are all the time, we should appreciate them. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, destruction to the person who recites this verse and does not ponder over it. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua, but dua for that person who reads this ayat, inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, and then he does not ponder in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. This whole ruku, which is at the end of Surah Ali Imran, in the fourth sukara, just before the last quarter, a person who reads it at night after Maghrib, he gets the sawab of the ibadat of the whole night. So Allah, give us tawfiq, and not only to read it, but then to meditate and ponder on the great creation of Allah Ta'ala. Especially after Maghrib is also a special time, that the whole activities that were carrying on in the world, up till before Maghrib, people were busy, the sun was out, people were doing their work, children were playing, people were coming and going, and now after Maghrib, everything seems to start cooling down now. Now the people coming, children are back in the home, the noise is now down, they are getting ready to sleep now, perhaps they are doing some homework or something, or they are now washing up and getting ready to sleep. Everything is, this is the Qudrat of Allah. It isn't man-made, this thing that is imposed on man, but it is from Allah Ta'ala. And then the whole night passes, and then we don't appreciate also, we should read the dua, and what the meaning, Alhamdulillah, when we wake up, oh Allah, you brought us back to life again. You, what and what could not happen in the night? And we know of so many cases, people who pass away, people who are rushed to hospital, Allah save us from robbery, crime in the house, the crooks were there for 2-3 hours, for example. Allah save us. What a great ni'mat of Allah that we spend the night peacefully and comfortably, but unfortunately we don't pay attention and we don't appreciate. And this little bit of attention in this direction is more better than the whole night's ibadat also. Allah give us tawfiq to meditate also, to make our ibadat also, and to ponder and meditate in the great qudrat of Allah, His great favor, and the main thing thereby then to become totally humble and subservient and turn to Allah. And the main thing in that our aqidah comes right, that all this is from Allah Ta'ala, and that is the most important thing. And by this tadabbur, this pondering in the creation of Allah Ta'ala, it will bring this this realization and make our iman strong. And that is the greatest ibadah, to make our iman strong. May Allah keep us all with iman, and when He takes us, take us with perfect iman.